Hello and welcome to Code Harvest. In this video, we will be working on the products page of our website, which will be our second episode in this web series that we are doing. Now, last week we worked on the homepage of our website or index of our website. And now we will be showcasing all our products. So let's go over to VS Code. Also, link for the first episode is in the description down below. So now let's go over to VS Code. And so I have pre-downloaded a few images that we're going to be using. For example, this blue dress, and each of them have a background of the color white. And I've also created a new CSS file. So everything that is above is just everything that styles the navigation bar. So let's move over to making a new div, and we'll just include the title that we are going to be using, and we're just gonna say all clothing. Alright, now let's start creating our list, and we'll just make our first, include our first image. Source will be images, products, blue dress, and now we don't need this, and let's just keep a width. Actually, let's work on the width and height later on. And now let's work on our UL. So we'll need a few properties included. So let's go over to our website. And as you can see, the image and the title is same. So let's change the properties of the title. So we'll go over here and change the font size to be 40 pixels. We also want this to be aligned, this text to be aligned to the center of the page. And if we want our font weight to be a little lighter than that, we'll want maybe a 500 font weight. By the way, we're using font family of Poppins. And that looks much better. So now let's work on our UL. So let's just create a ID. And we'll call it layout, and let's work on this on the CSS file. And now we'll go here, we'll go here and create our layout ID. And what will we include? We will include a display of flex, and we want our content to be justified with space around each box. So we haven't created our box yet, so we'll need white boxes, which will outline our images. So each image has each box included, a white box. So we'll have to change the sizing, the width and the height of the image and the box. And each box will have a default width and height, and we will adjust our images accordingly. Now, we will also need our flex direction to be of row, since we want a row of images. And we'll also include flex wrap. So let's just wait for this to load. Okay, now let's include flex wrap. And now let's include our flex wrap to be wrap, so that each image is laid out in rows, if space is not enough, then it'll just move to a new line. And let's include a semicolon as well. Okay. Now, so obviously this layout ID is just basically the content, or basically the container, so in which each white box will be in for an image. And now let's work on our layout item. So we'll just make this a class, and we'll call it layout item. let's go right here and include that class. Right. So over here, now we'll actually need to change our layout item properties. So we want, so this is basically the white box. And so we'll make our background color to be white. We also will want a box shadow. And 0 pixels, 0 pixels, 8 pixels, RGBA, 0.2 should be fine. So let's go here and reload the page. Oh, and as you can see, the box shadow is now visible. Okay, and now let's quickly change the border radius as well to 5 pixels, our width to be 300 pixels, and our height to be 500 pixels as well. And when we hover around it, we also want a transition of 0.5 seconds. And now let's go over here and work on the hovering effect. Okay, so while we hover it, we want our image to actually enlarge. So we'll put a scale of about 1.5. So let's go here, and as you can see, when I hover around it, it transitions in 0.5 seconds and it enlarges. But I personally think that's quite big, too big, so I'll change it to 1.15. And also we want a border radius of something much curvier or rounder, so we'll put about 20 pixels of a border radius. And now let's go over to the HTML page and actually add our content. So in each white box, we want to include the name of the product. So we'll call this blue floral dress. We also want to include our description, and we'll just use the lorem generator and copy paste some text as well. And we also want to include the price of the product. So we'll just say our price is $100. All right, now let's look at the clothing. Okay, so it looks fine, but now what I want to do is add some properties. So let's go over here once again and include class, and or not really a class, just an ID. And we will call this ID P name so that we won't have to include the style properties in the HTML page. We'll just include it in the CSS file. We'll also include another ID, and we'll just call it P desk, and our third ID, we'll call it P price. So P tag and then price, P tag desk, P tag name. So let's go over here and include the properties that we want. Now we want our text to be aligned to the center, since you can see it's all to the left side. And so this is our home page. Okay. Now we also want a font size. We want the title's font size to be about 25 pixels. And we want a margin bottom to be 0. We don't want any space between the description and the title. And now let's work on the second P tag, which is description, and we'll just also I'll just change the font weight to be of 500. Okay, so font weight of this one should be 300, and text align to be center, and font size to be 15 pixels. Also, margin top, I want it to be 0. And let's work on our third ID, and which is price. So we want our font weight to be a 400, a little bolder than the description, but a little lighter than the name. And we want our font size to be a 15 pixels, and our margin top to be 0. Okay. Oh, and also text align. And as you can see, that looks much, much better. However, you can also see that the white box is not aligned. So let's actually go here and change the image width and height. So we want our image width. We want our image width to be about 250 pixels, and we want our height to be about 400 pixels, so slightly like 100 pixels smaller than the white box, the height of the white box. Okay, that looks slightly better. Now we also want our text to fit, so we'll go here and actually change the layout item. Actually, we'll change the properties of P description, this one right here, since we don't have a margin bottom of 0. And now it looks slightly better, so we'll change margin top to be 0 here as well. So let me just reload, and now that looks better, so it all fits in perfectly. And yeah, if you like, there's something missing. I want the border radius of the original white box to be slightly more. So let's actually go here and change this and put text align center. Let's reload that. And now that looks much better, since the image is now at the center. So now each and every corner is round. Before, it was just the bottom, which looked round, but now it's the top and bottom, which we wanted. And now that that's sorted, let's just copy and paste everything else, meaning the products that we are going to showcase. So now that I have created my first product, blue floral dress, and it has the description and price, I want each image to have the same thing. Okay, so let's go over to our products folder, and as I said earlier, or mentioned earlier, I have pre-downloaded the images in which I got from Amazon. From the Amazon website clothing. So we are going to go over and copy and paste everything, but we're gonna do this like we're gonna have like around 10 to 12 boxes, so 10 to 12 images will be used. All right, now I have that completed. So I'm just going to be reloading the page. And voila! So now all the images have has been showcased. So now I'm just going to adjust the width of the images, because I can see some of them have look too wide, some of them look too narrow. So I'm just gonna edit. Okay, so now I have that done. The images look proportionate, and yeah, so I don't think anything else needs to be changed. So if you liked this video, please give this video a like. Don't forget to leave a comment down below. And also, if you have not subscribed yet, please do hit the subscribe button and hit the notification bell in order to not to miss any video from these web series. Until next week, bye.